You're listening to SBS News.
The Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, and all able-bodied Muslims are expected to perform it once in their lifetime. The first group of survivors and relatives from the New Zealand mosque shootings left Christchurch on Thursday to take part in the annual pilgrimage in Mecca. 51 people died and another 49 were injured in two consecutive terrorist attacks at mosques in the suburbs of Riccarton and Linwood during Friday prayers on March 15th. The 200 relatives and survivors from the shootings will be travelling to Saudi Arabia as guests of Saudi King Salman. Rehana Parveen, the wife of one survivor, says the trip will make a real difference.
When the person who goes for Hajj, that's the big things for them. But after 15th of March, we're dealing with the lots of things, pain and traumatized and everything. But this is going to be hell. Really going to be helped change our lives, inshallah.
The king is paying for all travel and accommodation costs, a bill that's likely to run to over $1 million. The Saudi ambassador to New Zealand, Abdul Rahman Al-Suhaibani, last week said farewell to the pilgrims at the Al-Nur Mosque, one of the two mosques where the attacks happened. The ambassador handed out special clothes for the men to wear during the pilgrimage and told the women they'd be given kits when they arrived in Saudi Arabia. Rahana's husband, Mohammed Shamim Siddiqui, who survived the attack, says the opportunity to make the pilgrimage will go a long way to heal their pain.
It's a lifetime achievement. I think that every Muslim wish that they, before they die, they visit Mecca at least once in their life, you know. This one, Saudi government has organized this one, so we are really pleased, we are thankful to them rather. And at the same time, the New Zealand people, New Zealand, the way they supported, the whole thing, I mean, we could not understand that from the 15th of March, the entire life has been changed, you know. So we are very excited, for that, very much. Yeah.
During the five-day pilgrimage, millions of Muslims circle Islam's most sacred site, the cube-shaped Kaaba, and take part in rituals intended to bring about greater humility and unity. For many of the survivors who were wounded and who still carry the scars of the attack, both mental and physical, the flight, which could take up to 30 hours, could be an ordeal in itself. And once in Mecca, the pilgrims will take part in daily prayers in the open air in 40-degree heat and will spend some time camping in tents. Islamic scholars say the Hajj is supposed to be difficult, but Mohammed and Rahana's daughter Alicia says her parents couldn't wait to begin their pilgrimage.
So yeah, it's a really, really big deal for them and they're so excited, you know, they're the first people here, everything. I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for them and
The pilgrims will be away for 2 weeks. Alan Lee, SBS News.